Today on Jay Sekulow Live, the fine print in the budget deal. What's it actually include? What's missing?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
That bill is going to say, Finance Committee, you're required to act, and if you don't act, here's what's going to happen. Because we've got to have the ability from a fail-safe standpoint to do something. Otherwise, we're wasting everybody's time.
Stand up straight.
The easy thing to do is to give a number. This president finds it easy to give numbers. For example, he said, I'm going to double U.S. exports in the next 5 years. But then there was no plan on how to achieve that.
As Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand.
Well, you use the Lincoln metaphor in Riverside, a house divided, which was from the Civil War era.
Yeah.
Are you really comparing this to that? I mean, do you think the divisions are that deep?
I think they're profoundly deep. I wouldn't go so far as to say people are going to take up arms like they did in the Civil War.
I do not want to see Washington politics stand in the way of America's progress.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Actually, I thought that was one of the solid coups that Boehner pulled off when I was listening to him late Friday night when he was telling us what it looked like the deal was going to be. When I heard that, I said, now that's slick.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The fine print is out. What's included in the continuing resolution to fund the government for the rest of this fiscal year, just through the end of September? Remember, we've got another budget battle looming for fiscal year 2012 in the Paul Ryan budget. President Obama is set to make a major speech tomorrow on the debt limit, on raising taxes. Yep, he's going to propose that. He's going to say it's really only on the rich people and the people who make $250,000 a year or more. But of course, as you know, that also affects many small businesses who take in more than $250,000 a year. So we'll be talking about all these issues today. I want to get your phone calls on it. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now confirmed in the fine print, there's some a big win for life. That we should say in the outset, and that dad is the D.C. abortion ban, which was not in effect for the first time since 1996. Past year, that was a champion by President Obama. The D.C. mayor got arrested yesterday protesting Congress's actions here. It was a big deal that we stopped the funding directly of abortions here
And I think this is the beginning of what I will call rolling back the abortion agenda, because the D.C. issue, and people are saying, well, it's just the District of Columbia. But the fact of the matter is, and I think this is very relevant, folks, it is symbolic of what's happening in the rest of the country. So we've had a huge win on the issue of rolling back the D.C. abortion issues here in the District of Columbia, where we're broadcasting out of. Now, however, the fight against Planned Parenthood, do you know that their online gifts to Planned Parenthood surged by 500% since this whole discussion started? NARAL, Pro-Choice America's email list, grew by 1,000 subscribers per day. But let me tell you something. They know, in a very real sense, though, they have lost a significant issue here. Just having this vote on the Planned Parenthood funding is the issue they never wanted to happen. That was sacrosanct. That was something that would never be allowed. But now it is. But, Jordan, now is when we've got to really fight, because this is going to be a real battle.
You know, I've got a new op-ed up on dailycaller.com. If you want to check that out now, it's called Dreading Their Futures. Three Senate Democrats who call themselves pro-life that now will have to vote on whether or not Planned Parenthood should be funded. This is a vote that has the potential to fundamentally change the makeup of the U.S. Senate in 2012. You need to call now and join this petition directly to get this vote scheduled. The sooner, the better, to get everyone on the record in the United States Senate when it comes to Planned Parenthood. We've already got them on the record in the United States House of Representatives.
Here's the number, folks. I need everybody to do this. We're literally talking about probably 48 hours here until this vote takes place. Here's the number. I need you on this petition. 877-989-2255. We're here in Washington. 877-989-2255. Demanding that vote that was part of the deal. Well, now it needs to happen. Let's defund Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Also, go to ACLJ. Make that online donation. It's match. We're in a matching challenge. Talk to you more in a moment.
With the shutdown of the federal government avoided, the attention now turns to critical challenges in the Senate. House Speaker John Boehner forced Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid to do something he said he would never do: permit a vote on defunding Planned Parenthood. The nation's largest abortion provider, which receives more than $350 million a year in federal taxpayer funds, is now the focal point in the Senate. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. At the same time as pro-abortion Obamacare undergoes numerous court challenges, there's new momentum in the Senate to defund this troubling measure as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
People think that this budget is all taken care of. It's all done. We just got the fine print this morning, and the Fox headline right now is rough road ahead for the 2011 budget deal. And we're in 2011. It's almost over. By the time we've got to start debating the next budget, the fiscal year of 2011 is over September 30th. We got to start worrying about fiscal year 2012 as well. We're going to take your phone calls about it, 1-800-684-3110. On the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live yesterday, I had someone call in, sounded very reasonable, said, listen, I'm pro-choice, I'm not pro-abortion, and got into this whole discussion very quickly, digging himself into a hole. And I thought it would be worth, if you didn't get this second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live, to hear one of our live callers try to explain away how somehow you can be pro-choice but not pro-abortion. Take a listen.
Brad, he's calling from California on line four. Brad, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
You guys have equated with the with pro-abortion when you're saying if you're not pro-life, then you're pro-abortion. Not true. There's a lot of people out there. I personally am pro-choice. If this helps you get your head around it, am I pro-abortion? No, of course not. Nobody wants to see somebody's potential kid get killed.
So you admit, though, Brad, I'm not trying to say, you just admitted that you think it's killing to have an abortion. You do think it's killing. You used the word. I didn't make that word for you. You said it.
No, I didn't.
You just said killing, Brad. You just said, I don't want anybody's kid to be killed, Brad. I mean, that's what you just said on national radio for all to hear.
Yeah, but you're not listening to what I have to say here.
Did you say the word killed? Because if you think it's killing, Brad, I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
No, I'm not suggesting that I'll tolerate it. What I am suggesting is that at a certain point when the fetus is live and the fetus is there right in front of you, yeah, when you take it out of a mother, that's killing it. But what we're talking about here really is taking away somebody's freedom.
Brad, I think you put yourself in your own hole when you said it's killing. But it has nothing to do with this time around abortion rights. This is about whether or not Americans have to pay for people to have an abortion and fund groups who make it very easy for people to get an abortion. That's the mindset that we're fighting back, folks. He is trying to be reasonable. He doesn't want to support abortion, but admits right away, without any prompting from us, starts dropping in the kill word, Dad. That's because people know deep down that's exactly what it is. It's killing. It's taking of a life.
You know, let me tell you something, folks. This is why we're going to need direct action, because I listened very closely to what Brad said. He said killing of the unborn child. In other words, he tried to change it later by saying when it's outside the womb. They all know it's killing. They don't deny that this is a child anymore, by the way, these pro-abortion groups. Planned Parenthood used this whole thing as a fundraising thing. And now the question is, are we going to make sure, as you saw that Fox News headline just really moments ago, saying a battle ahead to even get the vote. Folks, we have fought for 25 years to have a standalone vote on Planned Parenthood funding. We are 48 hours away from seeing that reality. It doesn't mean we're going to win it, by the way, but it means we're going to have the vote and we're going to get these senators on the record. And that is huge. But we have got to have help and direct action here.
Yeah, and we do that by this petition, folks. Again, this is only we only have a couple days left on this. We just got the fine print on the continuing resolution that will fund the budget for the rest of the year. You need to call right now and join this petition so that everyone is on notice for how important this vote is, and it is that key. 877-989-2255. How key is it? Check out dailycaller.com. My new op-ed just published right before going on the air today, dreading their futures. Three Senate Democrats who certainly don't want to have to vote on whether or not to fund Planned Parenthood. All three claim to be pro-life. All three up for re-election in 2012. Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, and Ben Nelson in Nebraska. They all say they're pro-life. Now we're going to have to see, will they keep funding an arm of the Democratic National Committee political wing, which Planned Parenthood is, $1 million a year to Democrat candidates in the 2010 election cycle? We need to hear from you now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's get right to the phones. Tom calling from California on line 5. Tom, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Tom.
On television, on radio, I hear that he doesn't want anything to stand in the way of the American progress. What progress? Our deficit?
Our deficit. There's been progress on the deficit in that we've increased the deficit to record numbers. The progress in the Middle East. Well, that's an absolute disaster right now. I just left before we went on radio a meeting on that situation here in Washington. That's a disaster. Progress on unemployment. Well, yeah, you mean it's down from 9.1 to 8.8, but that does not include the people that are now just giving up and stop looking. There's no progress. The policies are a disaster. But I'm taking it a step further. By the way, here's the real problem. The real problem here in Washington, D.C., Jordan, right now is there is a stalemate. But it's the way our government's set up. It's still the best government in the world. You don't have one party controlling everything. So you've got the Democrats controlling the presidency, the executive branch of government, and the Senate. The Republicans control the House. We cannot expect, let's not set unrealistic expectations. I've heard some commentators say they should have done this, they should have done that. Let me tell you something, folks, as lawyers that deal with this, this is the art of politics. It's the art of the compromise. But where we're not compromising is on that vote on Planned Parenthood. No compromise there. I'm glad about the Guantanamo Bay situation. Those were all good things, but we're not compromising on that under any circumstances.
Yeah, we also cut funding to Title X family planning, $17 billion out of family planning, the funds that go to Planned Parenthood. So there has been a cut there as well, which is a big deal, folks. And this is because of the conservative Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. President Obama did not want to cut any spending at all. He's now put on the table that he's willing to make some cuts. That means in the future, for fiscal year 2012, he will certainly have to make more. $17 million has already been cut out of the Title X funding. We are making progress. It is not huge gains immediately, though. We have prevented D.C. taxpayer-paid for abortions now. That is huge, folks. No more money going to pay for abortions here in the District of Columbia. You need to call right now and join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. John's calling from Massachusetts on line 1. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Howdy. A couple things that are important to me as I hear all of this craziness is I wonder if we could please step back and look at all of the systems that we have and make them better. You know, in order to form a more perfect union, it might be time to look at that again. You know, in God we trust would take care of some of the biggest issues that I hear on the show.
Sure, but you know what it is? That's political engagement. You know, we always say elections have consequences, and it's not just Republicans and Democrats, because some Republicans don't vote the right way and some Democrats do vote the right way. It's not necessarily partisan. But I will tell you this. When you have Supreme Court justices nominated, that ends up becoming the final determinant of the constitutional law of the United States. And who's making that determination is real important. Look what we have now. We have Elena Kagan and Sotomayor. So Sonia Sotomayor, two justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. And under Bush, we got Sam Alito and John Roberts. Now, as a lawyer that's advocating the positions I want, you know who I'd rather have up there. I got to deal with all nine of them. But the fact of the matter is, that's where this comes out. And we've got to understand that we are working the political process. And I want our audience and our members to understand that we just left a meeting. We're now back here. We're having another meeting right after this. We're sending out our teams on Capitol Hill, which fortunately for us, by God's grace, is across the street. Okay? I mean, literally, we go across the street to get to the Supreme Court and across the street to get to the United States Senate buildings and offices. And that's where we're going right after this. But folks, as Jordan has said, we have got to get help on this. We need you to be there with us. That's the critical part of this. Again, that number is 877-989-2255. We must have a real vote. And that's supposed to be the deal on Planned Parenthood. But you're watching the news. You see what they're all saying now. Well, maybe that's not what we meant. This is not the way we wanted it to be coming down. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, why don't we try to grab one more call really quick?
Herman's calling from New York online, too. Herman, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Herman.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I support the president and this new budget deal because Paul Ryan put it up front. And you know that the president is like ambushed between, he knows that he has a weak, very weak party. So now we have to deal
he
with.
He doesn't have a weak party. You know, I wouldn't give the president that much credit. You know, when the Senate was controlled by the Democrats and the House was controlled by the Democrats, they didn't pass a budget for the entire year. They could have passed it when they had complete control, Herman. So the president was failed for fiscal year 2011. He could have passed whatever budget he wanted. His own parties, when they controlled, they dominated the House and the Senate, and they could not pass a budget. So I don't think we should give him a pass on this, whether you're a liberal or a conservative. And certainly now he still has control, his party has control of the Senate and the White House. And yeah, he's got to deal with some Republicans. But guess what? The reason we're even having a debate this week on a fiscal year budget that only funds the government through the rest of September is because the president's party failed him. And that's good. We need to exploit the conflicts that are going on right now in the left between some who are potentially moderate and some who are more liberal. And folks, we want to hear from all of you on this petition. It's very important. We only have a couple days to do this. This is all about getting it on the record when it comes to Planned Parenthood so that you know in 2012 in these Senate races, and there's a bunch of them, exactly where your senators stand. Do they support Planned Parenthood funding or not? You call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. With the shutdown of the federal government avoided, the attention now turns to critical challenges in the Senate. House Speaker John Boehner forced Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid to do something he said he would never do, permit a vote on defunding Planned Parenthood. The nation's largest abortion provider, which receives more than $350 million a year in federal taxpayer funds, is now the focal point in the Senate. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. At the same time as pro-abortion Obamacare undergoes numerous court challenges, there's new momentum in the Senate to defund this troubling measure as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood, and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. Crazy talk in Washington, D.C. This time, Chris Matthews again. This guy's got a big pulpit. I mean, maybe not so big anymore. It's definitely a dwindling pulpit in some respects when it comes to ratings. But certainly the rhetoric coming out of the left and those who support President Obama has gotten to a point of complete insanity. Just listen to Chris Matthews last night.
You guys are so smart. I'm with the smart people here. Right. So the plan is the president says, look, let them offer a big slash of Medicare, which is going to kill half the people who watch this show. Here,
kill half the people. Now, that's talking about Paul Ryan's budget plan. This kind of rhetoric where people like Chris Matthews can get away with saying that half the people who watch his show will die because of a Republican budget plan. Than, this is exactly why we all need to be prepared for what's coming in 2012, because the rhetoric is all about killing now, whether it's killing women. We heard that from Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. Chris Matthews is now saying half his audience is going to be killed, all because of Republican budget plans, and specifically Paul Ryan's, that will get America back on track.
Yeah, well, fortunately, half his audience may actually not be that large of a number. It's nothing close to the 324,000 lives that we're talking about when we're talking about the Planned Parenthood issue. And just to kind of focus us in on that point, when the Senate votes on that later this week, Jordan, they are going to have to go on the record on whether or not abortion is legal. They are going to have to go on the record about whether you and I have to pay for it, whether $363 million of our taxpayer funds are going to go to the largest abortion provider in the world. So Chris Matthews can talk about a killing all he wants when it comes to funding. The truth is, our budget is already doing that, and it's by sending money to Planned Parenthood.
All right, folks, call now, 877-989-2255. Sign this emergency petition. Probably only got a few days left here to get names on this, maybe less than that. 877-989-2255. Than, let's explain to folks this defunding vote. There's been some uncertainty here. It will require a larger threshold than we initially thought. Now, it won't be filibustered. Everyone will have to go on the record, right, on whether or not they want hundreds of millions of dollars going to Planned Parenthood every year.
They will have to go on the record, but here's how it's going to work. On Thursday, the House is going to vote on this CR to fund the rest of the budget for this fiscal year. They are also going to vote on two enrollment corrections. One of them will defund Planned Parenthood. The other one will defund the Obamacare funding in the bill. Both of those are expected to pass the House. All three of those measures will be sent to the Senate, and they will vote on them. Now, because of technical procedural reasons, each of those enrollment corrections will have to get 60 votes in order to pass the Senate. It's not because of a filibuster. It's because how they will be brought up. So it's not nearly as clean of a vote as we had hoped for. We had really hoped that the Speaker had secured a little bit more than that. But I will say this, Jordan, they will still have to go on the record so people like Ben Nelson and Bob Casey and Joe Manchin and some others will know no longer be able to hide behind other issues. They will have to answer the question, do you support funding for Obamacare, and do you support funding for Planned Parenthood?
Call now to add your name to the petition, putting those Senate Democrats on record. I've got a new op-ed on dailycaller.com. I hope you check it out. Dreading their future. Three Senate Democrats who call themselves pro-life, Joe Manchin, Bob Casey, Ben Nelson, Nebraska, all three will now have to vote on whether or not directly they want to have Planned Parenthood continue to be funding. And then we need to reject their claim to the pro-life mantle 100%. I'd say all three of them are 75% there because their continued support of Obamacare. Call now, 877-989-2255. Check out that op-ed right now on Daily Caller. .com. You'll see it right on the top of the opinion section there. Let's get to the phones. Terry calling from Maine on line 5. Terry, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. I can't even say President Obama without getting sick to my stomach. He does not deserve this title. Has he ever stated why he is so dedicated to abortion? for the amount of time and money being spent on this, he hasn't put as much time and money telling us why. The time will be coming when we have to take the mark of the beast, where we have to either take that insurance that supports abortion, or we will have to go to hell and die. And we're going against...
Terry, but let's remember that this is a history, and that this is not new, that our federal government has been funding the number one abortion provider in the world and the United States since the 1970s, since right after Roe versus Wade, and Planned Parenthood started getting those funds. And because Planned Parenthood is such a powerful political wing, they have not been defunded. Now, listen, I will say that President Obama is certainly more pro-abortion than any president we've had in history. Why? Well, under President Obama, of course, he fought to repeal the D.C. abortion ban. That repeal was gone for the last year. Republicans and conservatives got that back into this budget deal. So no more funding from the D.C. government can go to pay for abortions. So that is a huge win, folks, for life. And it did underscore the fact that we're even fighting for that, Than, underscores where this president is on abortion.
Yeah, and also two recent history lessons on this show us how clearly dedicated to the abortion industry the president and the Democratic wing of both the House and the Senate are. I mean, you think about Obamacare. They had the signature piece of legislation on the brink of passage, and they were willing to let it go under for the issue of abortion. And then second, on this budget deal, they were willing to shut the government down over what? Not the legality of abortion, just whether or not Planned Parenthood was going to be funded with taxpayer dollars. They were willing right up until the last minute to sacrifice that whole deal on the altar of abortion. They are in this all the way to the end, and they have been for some time now.
All right, let's grab another phone call, 1-800-684-3110. Actually, before I do that, let me play. Remember, folks, hang on the line. We got another 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live coming at 1-800-684-3110. We had Congressman John Carter from Texas on the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live yesterday. If you don't get that part of the broadcast, I wanted to play something he said, which I thought was pretty key about just the fact that we've got the Senate Democrats who have got to cast a direct vote on funding Planned Parenthood.
Actually, I thought that was one of the silent coups that Boehner pulled off when I was listening to him late Friday night when he was telling us what it looked like the deal was going to be. When I heard that, I said, now that's slick, because with 23 senators up for grabs in the next election, and to get them to agree to take that vote, which a lot of moderate members of the Senate never wanted to take, and now they're going to have to. And I hope our team will be pushing that hard, because we'll actually make them vote the way they feel, and some of those folks, it'll hurt them a whole lot back home.
You know what? And who are some of those folks that Congressman John Carter was talking about yesterday? Well, dailycaller.com, you find out, got a new op-ed there. It's called Dreading Their Futures, and specifically dreading this vote. Joe Manchin in West Virginia, who claims to be pro-life. Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, who claims to be pro-life. And, of course, Ben Nelson in Nebraska, who claims to be pro-life. Those are all U.S. senators, all Democrats, all up for re-election, all will have to vote on defunding Planned Parenthood. Now, do I think it would be great if they vote to defund Planned Parenthood? Absolutely, and I'd give them credit for doing so. But this is going to be a tough vote for them to make, and that's a good thing, folks. That's what democracy is all about, and we got to get them on the record. That was a coup, as Congressman John Carter said, and let's continue the coup. Let's make sure this vote gets scheduled soon so that we have time to let all the American people know exactly where their U.S. senators stand when it comes to funding hundreds of million dollars a year to abortion. Call now. Join this emergency petition, 877-989-2255. We need to learn a little bit how to claim victory. They may be small, they may be there, but they're steps towards bigger victory, a step towards finally defunding Planned Parenthood once and for all. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood, and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Jay Sekulow Live is paid for by the American Center for Law and Justice.
From Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Of course, we got Chris Matthews from MSNBC telling everybody that, you know, if we passed Paul Ryan's budget plan, which is uphill to say the least with a Democrat-controlled Senate and White House, that half his viewers would be killed by that budget. Now you've got the governor of Governor of California, Jerry Brown. I don't even want to explain what he says. I think you need to just listen to this for yourself and see how the left has made this uptick in rhetoric, knowing that they're on the ropes, knowing that it's campaign time, it's campaign season once again, and there's a lot more on the line, the control of the United States Senate, of course, and control of the White House. This is the Democrat governor of California, and I know we got a lot of California listeners out there, Jerry Brown.
As Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand.
Well, you use the Lincoln metaphor in Riverside, a house divided, which was from the Civil War era.
Yeah.
Are you really comparing this to that? I mean, do you think the divisions are that deep?
I think they're profoundly deep. I wouldn't go so far as to say people are going to take up arms like they did in the Civil War.
Wouldn't go so far as to say that people would take up arms. But we're as divided as the Civil War. It's playing politics with a whole host of issues, race being one of them, the poor versus the rich. These are all these Democrat-liberal themes that are emerging from discussion points now. And folks, we're going to get to your phone calls on all of this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a phone call very quickly. Victor from California on line one. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, I was just wondering, well, actually, I was under the impression that only, you know, the abortions were for Planned Parenthood would actually be funded privately, and the federal funds were going to fund other services that Planned Parenthood provided. Yeah, I don't know.
That's true, Victor, but let me ask you, you know, and I think let's understand this analogy. Planned Parenthood is not allowed to use the $363 million to actually pay for abortion. Now, if you have a business, Victor, or an organization, and one of your focuses is providing a procedure that I say you can't use my funds to do, and you raise money, well, if you didn't get the $363 million from me a year, it would be a lot tougher for you to provide all those abortions because you'd have to raise your budget somewhere else. I mean, do you see where I'm going with this? You, by funding a third of their budget, we are clearing out $700 million a year that they can use for abortion services rather than cutting their budget by a third, making it more difficult for Planned Parenthood to pay for abortions. So I hope, Victor, that you understand that. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you're just giving them so much money that they don't have to raise. You're propping them up. You're bailing them out. And Than, what we know already is Planned Parenthood, they're a billion-dollar a year organization, and their fundraising, unfortunately, folks, I mean, I don't say this to be excited, but it's on fire right now.
Yeah, no, it's on fire. Politico came out with a piece today. Sarah Cliff wrote it, and she talked about how since this has become an issue in the last few days, Planned Parenthood's online donations have gone up by 500%. So you're talking about an organization with $1.1 billion revenue. They get $363 million from the federal government, you know, raise somewhere between $700 and $750 million, and they've got a lot more potential for fundraising there. I wish it weren't the case, but even the threat of removing that federal funding has dramatically increased their fundraising. So So it just underscores the point we've been making, Jordan. Quit forcing taxpayers to fund something that they so morally object to. Let make them go out and raise their funds on their own. By all indications from this week, Jordan, they could probably do it. Get us out of the business and make the taxpayer quit funding it.
You know, this petition, folks, we know it's going to happen. A vote in the United States Senate on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. It's a tough vote, absolutely, but we need to work hard to get as many votes as we can, as many people on the Republican and Democrat side, and there's certainly Republicans that will need to be targeted as well, to make sure they vote to defund Planned Parenthood. You call this toll-free number right now and join the petition, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Check out ACLJ.org. And if you got time today, go to DailyCaller.com. I've got a new op-ed about this vote that explains why it's so important for three Senate Democrats. It's called Dreading Their Futures. Check it out, DailyCaller.com. And call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
With the shutdown of the federal government avoided, the attention now turns to critical challenges in the Senate. House Speaker John Boehner forced Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid to do something he said he would never do: permit a vote on defunding Planned Parenthood. The nation's largest abortion provider, which receives more than $350 million a year in federal taxpayer funds, is now the focal point in the Senate. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. At the same time as pro-abortion Obamacare undergoes numerous court challenges, there's new momentum in the Senate to defund this troubling measure as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
All right, a lot of phone calls coming in. We're going to get right to them, 1-800-684-3110. Some of you have been holding on. Let's get to the calls.
Let's start with Marcia. She's calling from Minnesota on line two. Marcia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. I listen to your program all the time. Thank you for it. I have a question that disturbs me when I hear all the time talking about this government funding abortions. I understood the Hyde Amendment prohibits any federal funds from funding abortions and that we have not funded abortions for many years. And
well, here's the issue, Marcia. Hyde Amendment only prohibits a certain portion of federal funds, and so that's why this has become a new issue under Obamacare, under the government health care program, whether or not those funds can be used to fund abortion because the Hyde Amendment may not actually cover them. And then, of course, we know that that ban does not just limits paying for the actual procedure itself, but it does not limit funding pro-abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood who actually carry out abortions, perform abortions, and so that you can fill their coffers with hundreds of millions of dollars every year so that they've got more money coming in from private donations to pay for abortions.
Yeah, you explained it very well a segment ago, Jordan, about how it just becomes a shell game. You're going to hide the money here, use privately funded money for abortion. But it also comes into play when you're talking about funding for abortion in the District of Columbia, because remember, the United States Congress appropriates funds for the city government of D.C. as well. So last year, there was this crazy interpretation that some of those congressionally appropriated dollars were not governed by the Hyde Amendment. Now, I think that was inappropriate. However, they did proceed with that. So funds that came through Congress circumvented the Hyde Amendment and were used to fund abortion. That's why this inclusion of the ban on D.C. abortions in this budget deal was so important. They call it either the Dornan Amendment or the D.C. Hyde Amendment. So there are some ways around the Hyde Amendment. As you've explained, that's why we had to get this fixed, and that's why it was a big win in this budget deal. Let's go to Layla. She's calling from California on line one. Layla, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I'd like to know why I have to be accountable for paying for abortions when the father of these babies, as far as I know, it took two to conceive them, why they're never held responsible for the care of these unborn children.
Well, see, there is no care of these unborn children, though, Layla, because you just kill them. And you know, if we didn't fund it, I mean, this is what a congresswoman told us, Louise Slaughter, who said, well, just listen to her own words about what happens if we stop funding Planned Parenthood, because this explains, Layla, exactly why they think it's necessary that we must fund abortion organizations.
In 1994, people were elected simply to come here to kill the National Endowment for the Arts. Now they're here to kill women. It is a very difficult time for us in Washington. There is nothing in any of their bills that has anything to do about the health of the woman. You are allowed to have an abortion if you have been raped or it's a matter of incest. However, you have to keep a receipt. Did you know that? It's sort of like an old German Nazi movement. Show me your papers.
I mean, Layla, that is a Democrat-elected congresswoman who has compared pro-lifers and members of Congress to Nazis and people who want to kill women. I mean, I hope that, and I'll let you comment, I hope that explains to you kind of the mindset of the folks that we're battling here in Washington. I mean, these are elected officials, federal members of Congress.
Well, I think the fathers should be held accountable by each.
But we know that's not going to, Layla, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but we know that's not going to happen with this kind of Congress. They would never, that's not even something to negotiate, Than, in Washington, D.C. It's all about how much more can the federal government do.
Yeah, it's not really something that Congress can get at, Jordan. And again, it's important to remind people of this. We're not talking about the legality of abortion. We're talking about whether you and I have to pay for it. And listen, depending on the poll, somewhere between 65 and 70% of Americans don't want to pay for it, whether they think it should be legal or not. So we have long said to Planned Parenthood, listen, split your entity up. If you want to have an abortion provider, fine, go over there. You can fight that fight separately, and you can fund it with your own dollars. Separate out these services you say that you provide to women. You know, this gets into the question that Mike Pence brought up about Title 10. His amendment did not actually defund Title 10, although I think you can make an argument that it should be defunded. All it said is, if you're an abortion provider like Planned Parenthood, you can't receive the dollars. It's a very important distinction to make. Let's go to line five. Sandra's calling from New York. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. I want to read you something that came in my Social Security envelope, because I think most people who have a direct deposit don't get this. Your Social Security benefits are protected against inflation. By law, they increase when there is a rise in the cost of living. The government measures changes in the cost of living through the Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index. The CPI has not risen since the last cost of living adjustment was determined in 2008. As a result, your benefits will not increase in 2011. I want to know what planet these people are living on.
The government accounting planet. I mean, you know, we hear these numbers all the time, like unemployment, Sandra, and where, you know, who's looking for job, the jobless numbers versus the unemployment numbers. How does that go down? While at the same time, so the unemployment numbers go down because people are actually just give up on work, and that's not included in the numbers. So it's all fuzzy math. And the truth is, Than, until we actually reform any of these programs, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, it's going to be exactly, you're going to be left in the same boat, because the government can't afford to keep making increases.
Yeah, no, what Sandra's saying about compensation here is probably why people of our generation, you know, folks around our age, aren't counting on Social Security in the first place. We know it's bankrupt. We know that by the time it's time for us to collect, it likely won't be there for us. Listen, that's why you do have to address entitlements. And Paul Ryan has said that he wants to. He's going to start with Medicare and Medicaid, and he's going to be demagogued to death for it. But the president needs to come to the table. Hopefully he will tomorrow. tomorrow. Although I have to say, and this is a little bit of a side trail here, Jordan, but the president had his chance a couple of months ago, so it's a little bit laughable to me that now he thinks he can come back and say, oh, now that Paul Ryan has said he's going to look at it, then I'm going to look at it too. He had his chance. I'm glad he's at the table now, but he should have been leading on this from day one. Let's go to Marissa from New York on line one. Marissa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just want to reframe this whole abortion thing. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is elective surgery, like a nose job. It is not health care. It has to do with a behavioral issue and choice. Abortion has never been health care.
Well, listen, I agree with you, Marissa, that the elective abortion is certainly not about saving anyone's life or protecting anyone's life. There are abortions that have been performed throughout medical history that were used because a woman's life was really at risk. Someone was really at risk of dying, and the family would make a decision about should they try to save the woman's life or should they try to save the baby or both or what to do. It's a very tough decision for families. Planned Parenthood uses that argument all the time to justify their funding and why abortion rights are so important. The truth is those account for a statistically almost irrelevant number when you look at the fact that Planned Parenthood has paid for, I think it was last year, but 310,000 abortions. And I think maybe 1% or 2% were actually medically necessary, and even that can be debated.
It's a statistical footnote, Jordan, and frankly, it's something that nobody on either side of the debate is really fighting right now. I mean, that's not what the debate over. The debate is over on elective abortions. And again, let me just take Marissa back to the Obamacare debate, because this was really at the heart of it. We said, listen, if you want to get insurance for abortion, it shouldn't be funded with taxpayer money. It shouldn't be made available through the government. If you want that kind of insurance, you should have to go out and you should have to buy it on the private market in no way tied to the government. The other side and the president was not willing to go there. They viewed this as an essential benefit, as something that had to be covered, as something that taxpayers had to fund, and something that they wanted to subsidize with taxpayer money. So it wasn't even something that they were willing to consider elective. They consider it fundamental care like cancer screenings or mammograms. Let's quickly go to line three. Reverend Bruce is calling from New York. Reverend Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, God bless you. I have a question about when you're signing the petition, whether it's online or calling in, how does your House of Representatives know if you're their constituent
yep.
or not? How
well, we do it a number of ways for the House and the Senate, and I'm going to let Than, who's the head of our Government Affairs Office, who directs that for us, let you know exactly how we get these petitions into the hands of members of Congress and their staff.
Yeah, in the few seconds we have left, Jordan, basically what we do in the House of Representatives, we break them down by congressional districts. In the Senate, we break them down by states because they represent an entire state. We will take those names to those congressmen, to those senators, and what it allows us to do is it says we're not speaking just on behalf of ourselves or just on behalf of the ACLJ. We are speaking on behalf of, in many cases, tens of thousands of the people that you represent, the people that voted for you, and the people that sent you here to do their bidding. This is what they think. And frankly, Jordan, it pulls a lot of weight because they care an awful lot about what their voters think. And that's why we do it that way.
All right. Here's the toll-free number you call, folks. You want to join this petition, 877-989-2255. Getting those Senate Democrats on the record, some who claim to be pro-life, 877-989-2255. I hope you check out dailycaller.com. My new op-ed, which is right in the top of the opinion section there, dreading their future. That's dreading their future, some of the Senate Democrats. Call now, join this petition, 877-989-2255. When we come back, Than and I are going to really break down what's included in this budget deal. What is the fine print that will be voted on later this week? Not just the life issue, but the budget issues as well, the defense issues, terrorism issues. So that's coming up in the next segment. Check out ACLJ.org, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. With the shutdown of the federal government avoided, the attention now turns to critical challenges in the Senate. House Speaker John Boehner forced Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid to do something he said he would never do, permit a vote on defunding Planned Parenthood. The nation's largest abortion provider, which receives more than $350 million a year in federal taxpayer funds, is now the focal point in the Senate. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. At the same time as pro-abortion Obamacare undergoes numerous court challenges, there's new momentum in the Senate to defund this troubling measure as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast. We've been talking about today what's in this continuing resolution that will be voted on by Congress later this week, because again, we've been talking about some of the broad issues here, and we'll continue to do that, but in this segment we wanted to really break it down so that you know what your members of Congress are going to be voting for in this continuing resolution, of course, and what some of your members of Congress will be voting against. And there are certainly a host of conservatives, very conservative members of Congress, who will not be voting yes on this continuing resolution, many who are guests of this broadcast frequently. So it is not as if all Republicans have endorsed this or all Democrats have endorsed it. But at this point, it seems certain to pass. There was that agreement made over the weekend to prevent the government shutdown. So what's in the continuing resolution? Let me go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Than, first, the victories in the continuing resolution, some of the clear victories that I know our listeners would care about. Let's highlight some of those. First, maybe with Guantanamo Bay and the trial of detainees.
Yeah, first of all, on Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, Jordan, we did get a very clear victory in this. President Obama had already announced that he was going to hold these trials at Guantanamo Bay for national security reasons, a move that we applauded. This language basically codifies that, basically says that the United States Congress agrees with that position. It prevents any funds from being used to transfer these detainees to the United States or to hold them for trial there. It also requires the Secretary of Defense to provide a certification to Congress that if they do transfer any of these detainees overseas, that it will not jeopardize the safety of the United States. So on the issue of Guantanamo Bay, I think they've done a good thing. They've made sure that the president can't reverse his position again in the future. It ensures that people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be tried at Guantanamo Bay.
And Thad, I think this is a huge grassroots success, because this president ran on, President Obama ran right on closing Gitmo, trying these people in federal court, in civilian court, and getting rid of the prison, transferring all of these terrorists and suspected terrorists right here to the United States of America. The people were outraged about it. And at first he had some Democrats on board, some liberals on board, but even they balked at this because people like Chuck Schumer and the Democrat leadership in the Senate, they didn't want these trials in their own state in New York. People like Dick Durbin didn't want the super prison built in Illinois. So he lost support across the board because the American people really rejected the president, Eric Holder, on this one.
Yeah, and you saw that on clear display last week when the Attorney General, Eric Holder, came out and announced this reversal of positions. He basically said, hey, listen, I disagree with this. I still think that we should try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City. I think that was the right decision, but the president has decided otherwise. And Jordan, I have to tell you, the president would not have decided otherwise if it weren't for people like the 100,000 ACLJ members who stood up and said, no, we do not want these terrorists tried on our soil. They forced the president's hand on this. He did not want that trial to be going on with all of the public unrest during his campaign reelection. So it was a political motivation, but it was grassroots across the United States that made this change happen. The president reversed his course, and now Congress has codified it.
You know, the bigger idea, of course, here is this: the cut in federal spending, which is close to $40 billion. Now, we know our deficit is out of control. Our national debt is out of control. There will be a debt ceiling debate. But, Than, just speaking in realistic terms, because, folks, I think that we have to look at the situation we've been dealt with in Congress, so we cannot be too tough on some of these conservative leaders who have got to get something through the United States Senate and signed by President Obama, so two very liberal branches of the government. The spending cuts, there are some Republicans, conservatives, who are very excited about this, some Democrats who think this is evil. You got the mayor of D.C. getting arrested on a matter that involves a spending cut. But in general, the idea that we're cutting $40 billion, it seems like that will then place President Obama in a pretty tough situation moving forward to the much bigger fiscal year 2012 budget, because I think we have to highlight to folks, you know, this budget only goes through September. That's why it's considered a continuing resolution, only goes through September. So when President Obama has this next budget battle, he's already admitted that we have to cut some from a short-term budget. Certainly from a full year's budget, you need to cut more.
Right, yeah, we have to be honest about the good and the bad here. I mean, the $38.5 billion that's been cut from the rest of the fiscal year 11 fund, it's a drop in the bucket, Jordan. So certainly the conservatives that have concerns about that, they're right. We're facing a $1.65 trillion deficit. So $38.5 billion is not a lot of money. But here is what is important. Just a few weeks ago, the president and Harry Reid were unwilling to cut anything. And now that this agreement has passed, they've both come out and basically tried to take credit for those historic cuts. They've bragged about them on their own. So I think an important rhetorical victory has been achieved. Both the president and Harry Reid now acknowledge that spending cuts are necessary. Of course, they don't want them to be as broad as possible. And frankly, they would have been a lot larger if they hadn't fought against them. But as we move into the next fiscal year, to fiscal year 2012, Republicans now have a very high negotiating ground because Harry Reid and President Obama said cuts have to be made. In fact, Jordan, tomorrow night, the president is going to go on TV and he's going to give a speech calling for cuts. Now, there's going to be some smoke and mirrors there, but the bottom line is a few weeks ago, he didn't want to cut anything, and now he's going in front of the American people and saying, okay, I'm willing to at least talk about it. That's an important change.
You know, we know now from this debate that this is the next round will be even more heated, and this, again, folks, only to fund the government for a few months and is nothing like a full year budget battle. We had talked about, we've been talking about on the show today, Than, some of the issues involving life. There were a couple of clear victories. There are some things that are shaking out to be not as exciting as they may have once appeared.
Yeah, now a mixed bag on life issues, Jordan. Let me just walk through a couple of them. First of all, clear victory on federal funding of D.C. abortion. From 1996 to last year, to 2009, no congressionally appropriated dollars had been available for elective abortion in D.C. That got repealed last year. It is reinstated in this version. So that's a very good victory. No congressionally appropriated dollars will be used for abortion in D.C., a reinstatement of a previous policy. A couple of other issues, and let me go right to the big one. Planned Parenthood funding. Part of the agreement of this was to force a vote in the United States Senate. We had really hoped that that would be an up or down vote to make sure that it would be a close vote, that senators would have to go on the record. It looks like that was not achieved. And I just got to be very honest with you. We didn't gain a lot here. The speaker did get us a vote, but it's going to be at a 60-vote threshold. There's no way that that's going to be achieved. But here's what I will say. It is still very important to track that vote, because the United States Senate has not been forced to vote on this issue as a standalone in the past. So what it will do is we'll put these senators who are up for re-election, who claim they're pro-life, people like Bob Casey and Ben Nelson, who will put them on the record. They will not be able to hide behind anything. And frankly, if they vote to continue funding for Planned Parenthood to the tune of $360 million a year, I think they ought to go home at the next cycle.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to continue to break down the continuing resolution on the broadcast throughout the week. Of course, the budget debate continues right here in the United States of America. If you want to join this petition, which is going directly to Harry Reid, which is to schedule the vote on the defunding of Planned Parenthood and to let it be an up or down vote. Now we know that is not the case, that we need to see what we can do there with our grassroots strength to change things. But also what Than said, make it clear. It doesn't matter what threshold you have. We know it's an uphill battle. but we're getting them on the record, and we're getting enough of the Democrats and the liberals on the record so that in the future, when they're running for re-election in 2012, it's going to be a lot harder for them to try to claim that they're pro-life or sympathetic to the life issue if they care about it, if they're willing to stand in the way to stop the funding of the number one abortion provider in the world. Call now, join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org as we continue to update you about the budget battle online.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and demand that the Senate vote to defund Planned Parenthood and defund Obamacare. Sign on now to our petition and take a stand for life. It's time for the federal government to get out of the abortion business, stop funding Planned Parenthood, and pro-abortion Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Jay Sekulow Live is paid for by the American Center for Law and Justice.